Aung San Suu Kyi was educated in Rangoon, Delhi, and Oxford, and settled down to raise a family in Oxford. She married an Englishman by the name of Michael Arris, had two sons, and was living a rather comfortable and pleasant life as an academic person in England, quite far away, really, from all the concerns of Burma and Southeast Asia. Then her mother became ill, and she went back to visit her mother in 1988, really to offer her mother some comfort and some companionship in her illness. And just at that time, by accident, the military government in Burma had declared the possibility of an election. And as the daughter of this great hero of the Burmese National Liberation Movement, she was drawn naturally into the movement for democratic reform in Burma, and became really the symbol of that party and of that movement within Burmese life. Despite being placed under house arrest, she was arrested very soon by the military government when her political appeal became manifest. Her movement won a colossal election victory in May 1990. The military government annulled the results of the election and imprisoned its leaders. So Aung San Suu Kyi has been held under house arrest since 1990 in Rangoon, but she's continued to speak out in favor of democratic values and the democratic movement. In 1991, under the impetus of some previous recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize, she was given the Nobel Peace Prize herself for what the Nobel Committee called her unflagging efforts for democracy, human rights, and ethnic conciliation by peaceful means. Aung San Suu Kyi's political philosophy seems on the face of it to be pretty simple, but there's force and eloquence in her words, as there was in the teaching of the Buddha, simple, strong, forceful words in favor of the democratic reform of Burmese society. One of her most famous speeches is called Simply Freedom from Fear. It's one that would be well worth looking up, actually. I think you can find it on the internet. It's well worth reading as an expression of her political philosophy. The speech begins by saying, "It's not power that corrupts, but fear. Fear of losing power corrupts those who wield it, and fear of the scourge of power corrupts those who are subject to it." Near the end of the speech, after she's explored this theme for a while, she refers to Mahatma Gandhi's statement that the greatest gift for an individual or a nation is fearlessness. Not merely, as Gandhi said, bodily courage, but the absence of fear from the mind. Now, when Gandhi talked about the gift of fearlessness, he was doing something that he was actually very skillful at. He was referring to an ancient practice of the Buddha. We talked, of course, last time about the tradition of Buddhist art, and we were you were aware, if you had a chance to see any of those images, or if you've seen any Buddhist images in other places, that hand gestures are particularly important in Buddhist statues. We talked about the earth-touching gesture, where the Buddha reached down to the earth and the earth shook to bear witness to his to the strength of his meditation. We also have talked about the gesture in which you fold your hands in your lap, placing one hand on the other and placing your thumbs together in a posture of meditation. There are also other gestures, too. One is a hand extended right at waist level. That's the gesture of generosity, which the Buddha gives the Dharma to people. You probably, if you've been able to watch me in action here, you probably have seen me doing this instinctively, because in a certain way, I suppose I'm giving you, or at least attempting to give you, the gift of the Dharma as I speak, so you can hear in my words something like this gesture of the giving of the Dharma.